The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do you remember? I mean, this is a serious question. That's my buddy Steve doing an amazing drop there. Do you remember when the Democrats weren't lunatics? It wasn't that long ago. But they're completely insane. Can I read you a story? It's quite incredible. If you think, oh, Gorka, what do you mean, lunatics? Why are you being so extreme, you strange immigrant, you? Legal immigrant. Don't forget the adjective, the qualifier, the modifier. Legal immigrant to you. It's from the New York Post. Larry Salona and Tina Moore. I'm just going to read you a tiny, tiny bit. It's just two sentences. And then you tell me how the Democrats aren't flipping insane. Headline. Oh, by the way, this is America First on Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. I'm supposed to do that, aren't I? I'm supposed to do that, Leroy? Am I? Probably. Thumbs up. Okay. Headline. Ex-NYPD cop punched at his Nashville birthday party after a red cap was mistaken for a MAGA hat. They're not insane, really. A retired NYPD detective, says a woman punched him in the face in Nashville over the weekend because his hat looked like a MAGA cap. Staten Island resident Daniel Sprague. Oh, here's a trivia question. First person to text us, 703-869-1262. I just had a little brain fart there. Name the movie, the Clint Eastwood movie, with a character called Sprague in it, and I'll give you a copy, a signed copy of all of my books. Name the movie that Clint Eastwood starred and directed in that has a character called Sprague, key person in it, and text it to 703-869-1262. So I just had to do that. And you'll get all of my books signed. Retired Staten Island resident Daniel Sprague told the New York Post he was celebrating his 50th birthday with his wife and friends at The Stage on Broadway on Friday, when he was assaulted by a woman he didn't know. I was outside with my friends when someone grabbed me from behind, spun me around, and punched me in the face, said Sprague, who retired from the NYPD in 2009. At first, I thought it was a friend until I got hit. I couldn't believe someone could get that upset. In reality, his cap was emblazoned instead with the words, "Make 50 great again." Now, you're at your birthday party. You're wearing a hat that says, "Make 50 great again," because it's your 50th birthday. And a stranger spins you around and punches you in the face because they think it's a MAGA hat. Just try to prove to me that the Democrats aren't insane. Let's go from one little story that kind of illuminates a far larger reality to something that is a fake story that illustrates the swamp. Apparently, the Atlantic and the left are getting very excited and tweeting like crazy today about John Kelly's statement about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. He was at an event, and we don't have the audio, so this is maybe the Atlantic Council playing fast and loose with the quoted words. But at an event, allegedly, the former Chief of Staff, Marine Corps legend, John Kelly, said the following with regards to the man who was a star witness in the president's attempted impeachment. Quote from General Kelly. "He did exactly what we teach them to do from cradle to grave," he said of Vindman, according to The Atlantic. Quote, "He went and told his boss what he just heard." According to The Atlantic, Kelly went on to compare hearing Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president to hearing, quote, "an illegal order." Just file that away for a second. General Kelly said that Vindman was motivated because what he did was analogous to hearing an illegal order. Kelly went on to say, "We teach them," meaning officers, "don't follow an illegal order. And if you're ever given one, you'll raise it to whoever gives it to you." Whoever gives it to you. Oh, really, General Kelly? Is that what he did? "And that you state it is an illegal order. And then you tell your boss." Now, I have lots of issues with General Kelly, and I'll share those with you in a moment. But let's talk about what he just did. And let's talk about what Lee Zeldin did. Lee Zeldin, a buddy of this show, congressman for the 1st Congressional District of New York, a war veteran, served in Iraq, I believe, multiple tours, military intelligence, U.S. Army. This is his tweet from 2 hours ago. Really important. And thank you, Lee. Thank you, Congressman. Kelly said Ree Vindman, quote, "he went and told his boss what he just heard." Well, that's not what happened. Vindman didn't go to his boss, who was Tim Morrison on the National Security Council. Vindman did go to the whistleblower, Eric Ciarmella, and then he lied with Schiff as his co-conspirator, not knowing who the whistleblower is. So let's talk about the facts. General Kelly, number one, there was no illegal order on the phone call. What the hell are you talking about? What order? What order? Which military individual was Donald Trump ordering on the phone call? The president of Ukraine is suddenly under the UCMJ as a member of the U.S. military? Are you insane, man? You're a Marine Corps legend. What are you spouting? He's talking to a civilian president of another country. Who's getting ordered? Secondly, he said to the president, as per a state Senate ratified, as a Senate ratified international treaty with Ukraine, "would you help us look into corruption in your country," which was required by U.S. law when Bill Clinton signed that treaty with Ukraine. So get your facts straight. Secondly, he didn't go to his commander and tell him, "sir, that's an illegal order," because it wasn't a legal order. He didn't tell the president. He didn't even tell his boss on the NSC. He ran, and this is why he should be charged under Article 15 of the UCMJ Uniform Code of Military Justice. He told two other members of the intelligence community. Why did Colonel Vindman tell two people who weren't on the call, who didn't have a need to know, in express contravention of national security statutes on classified information? And then, why did Eric Cherumella, the so-called whistleblower, break federal regulations and not go through the Office of the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, but collude? Yes, collude. This is the first real collusion we've seen with regards to Ukraine. Collude against the law with a chairman of the Congressional Committee, Adam Schiff. And then lastly, this is the biggest thing. This is why I'm really, can I say pissed on radio? I'm pissed. This is what you're prepared to talk about, General Kelly? Why haven't you made any public statements about the illegal things that have been done to the administration you worked in as chief of staff? Why have you not made any public statements on the laws that were broken when classified information was leaked to the media to attack the president and to put one of your former colleagues in uniform? I know he's not a Marine, but still respect the man, God damn it. That got General Flynn framed for a process crime. I'd love you to spout off about what happened to General Flynn at some conference, General Kelly. Then I'd have a modicum, a little bit of respect for you, instead of making political hay for the adversaries of the man you used to serve, and who still to this day, by the way, General Kelly, is Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces, including the Marine Corps. Time for some relief factor.
There he is. Here's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. We are doing very well. This is our second year now across the nation on more than 200 stations, sundry affiliates, platforms, you name it, iTunes, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TV, and don't forget our very own website, sebgorka.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And so excited. Took some getting, you know, took some organizing to make it happen. But we are crossing the pod once again because there's a man who I've been a fan of. If you've watched that show, that docudrama about Queen Victoria, you'll recognize his voice. He was in a great detective series called Inspector Lewis. And he is a maven of a fabulous thespian family in the UK. One of the best movies ever made is, of course, The Day of the Jackal, who I believe the star of that film, Edward Fox, is this man's uncle. His father is James Fox, and he is Lawrence Fox. Lawrence, welcome to America First.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, very well. Now, you are, I don't have actors on my show because they're actors. There has to be something special about them. They have to be good reasons, they're good eggs, they've done something special in addition to dressing up and pretending to be somebody else. And my, oh my, did you do something special recently. So there's this show in the UK called Question Time, where a bunch of panelists sit around for an hour, and they take questions from the moderator, and then from an audience, and it always changes, the program changes the location. And then you were on this show recently when a woman accused you of being a racist because of your skin color. And we have the video that went viral from BBC's Newsnight. This is Lawrence Fox, and he's just had enough. Play the video.
Hand right up.
The problem we've got with this is that Meghan has agreed to be Harry's wife, and then the press have torn her to pieces. And let's be really clear about what this is. Let's call it by its name. It's racism. She's a black woman, and she has been
It's not racism. It's not racism.
It absolutely
no, it's
is.
Not. We're the most tolerant, lovely country in Europe.
Let's celebrate our
It's not racism.
It's
so easy to throw the charge of racism at everybody, and it's really starting
what
to get boring.
What worries me about your comment is you are a white privileged male who has no experience.
I mean, can I just...
I can't help what I am. I was born like this. It's an immutable characteristic. So to call me a white privileged male is to be racist. You're being racist.
Boom. To use, as Lauren said, an immutable characteristic against me is the definition of racism. You don't see that kind of pushback on political correctness outside of politics, and even there you don't see it very often. You're an actor. Can I start with the obvious question? What have the consequences been for you, Lawrence Fox, that you said that? And are you ever going to get an acting gig again?
I'm not sure the consequences just of yet. I'm still dealing with the Twitter pylons. But I get stopped frequently on the street by people of all, ethnicities and everything, and who just say, someone had to say that. Thank you so much for saying it. It needed to be said. And so I haven't had any aggression other than on Twitter. And as far as acting again, who wants to work in a profession if everyone has to have the same opinion? I thought art was about diversity of opinion, and that's what made great art. So fingers crossed people will still want to hire me. Otherwise, I'll have to come and take your job.
Oh, dear. Well, you've got the accent, but I think we'd have to do a little bit of a cage match first before you took this position. We've got 2 million listeners on the station and another million on social media, so I'm prepared to fight for it. But, Lawrence, let's continue this discussion. This is super important. So, you've also talked in several interviews since that event with my buddy James Dellingpole, with the great guys at Spiked, about this isn't just what happened at Newsnight, the idea that one of the most multicultural nations in the world has people who think Meghan Markle and the Prince were victims of racism. This is happening across the general populace in everyday activities. Will you share with us, Lawrence, this little story that you told about your son and playing soccer in the UK?
They're not allowed to, in certain schools in the UK, no one's allowed to win, which is kind of destroys the whole idea of soccer, doesn't it, really?
Right.
So parents are not encouraged to clap if a child scores a goal, and it's this everybody gets a medal or an award for participating element to life. But what's so odd about that is that life itself is not like that at all. Life is very much more cutthroat. And so I think we're trying to prepare kids for some utopia that doesn't exist. And that is that's not helpful to them. So when my kids tell me that it doesn't matter that they win, I beat them and see how they react. not beat them physically, but I beat them at whatever game we're playing, and they tend to get annoyed.
On the field. Beat them on the field. He's Lawrence Fox. He's the son of James Fox and the nephew of Edward Fox. I have to ask you, what is the reason, what is the cause, do you think, for your willingness, unlike 99.9% of your colleagues of all colors across your industry who aren't prepared to stand up? They prefer to virtue signal and call others who are racist, who aren't racist, they prefer to actually use their skin color against them. What was it about Lawrence Fox that said, okay, I'm on a national TV show, enough is enough, I'm going to call this person out for being a racist? Was that a spur-of-the-moment thing, or had this been building for you in your professional and private life?
I think it's... I'm not a huge fan of hypocrites, and my mum has always been somebody who encouraged us to speak our minds. She said, that's who you are. And I don't know where it came from. I got fed up with people being deeply hypocritical. And then I also got slightly frightened, especially surrounding, I think it started to really kick off around the Brett Kavanaugh hearing.
Yes.
And being told by people that, well, you just have to believe the lady. And it's like, well, hang on, no, we've got hundreds of years of legal precedent and civilization to work through first, and that means we examine evidence and we look at what's going on. And I don't believe that we should just start believing, this whole idea of your truth or my truth. That doesn't exist. It's the truth. And what annoyed the lady so much on Question Time was that I played her own game.
Yes.
And I didn't do that intentionally. I just said, well, actually, you're being racist. I mean, if we want to deal with what racism is, you're being racist. And it opened up this sort of chasm in British... It's obviously a conversation that people really want to have, hence the huge amount of grief that's been thrown my way as a result. But mainly people are pleased. You know, we must talk. We don't want... We can't begin our sentences with speaking as a straight white male or speaking as a lesbian female of colour. It's not. I don't care. I care about what you think. I don't care what colour you are, what size you are, or who you make love to.
Fabulous. That is an eternal message. It's rather MLK-ish, of course. We're talking to Lawrence Fox. Lawrence with a U. Follow him now on Twitter. Loza Fox. L-O-Z-Z Fox. Loza Fox. We're back with one man who's taking a stand in a moment here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
Put something in the water. They seek a cure for the conversation. They stole a march on your indecision. And the first to fall was laughter, just to quell the unoffended. They seek to murder your opinion. And the light has been turned out on the age of reason, replaced by blinding fires that burn wild across the region. For the wrong to rule, the good must just stand idly by.
For the wrong to rule the good, you just have to stand idly by. They want to quell the unaffected. You don't hear lyrics like that every day, especially when you think about the line, they seek to murder your opinion. But it's no accident that the writer, the performer of that song is my guest, Lawrence Fox, actor who's had enough. And really, I'm going to say it right now, a courageous man, a brave man who stood up to the institutionalized racism of the left and the social justice warriors. And I just want to say it right now, follow this guy on Twitter, at Loza Fox, L-O-Z-Z-A, Loza Fox, and his tour. We have listeners in the UK. We have listeners everywhere. We get callers from Brazil, from Ireland. If you're in the UK, support this man. He's going on tour next week. He's going to be in Manchester, Leeds, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Bristol, in London, Nottingham, Oxford, and Brighton. Check out those tour dates at Loza Fox, L-O-Z-Z-A-F-O-X, Loza Fox. Lawrence, do you think that finally, that with the stand taken by people like you, with what we've seen with Dave Chappelle, Ricky Gervais, are we turning a corner? Do you feel optimistic, or do you still think that the social justice warriors have the upper hand?
I don't think the social justice warriors have the upper hand. And I think they have very noble intentions, that, you know, the majority of them, not the far leftists and the Antifa types. But I do think the conversation is now starting to be had about what the merits of this sort of heavy wokist religion are, and whether the great things that we've achieved. We've done some pretty awful things in our history, but the great things that we've achieved also need acknowledging, and we live in some of the freest cultures and societies on earth, and we should be very, very grateful for that. And I don't think replacing them with some utopian idea, socialist utopian idea, is going to do anybody any good at all, and possibly will lead to a lot of bad and death. And I don't want that. And I want my kids to grow up and feel optimistic and hopeful. I don't want them to be turned by Greta Thunberg into cave children.
We have evidence from history that when individuals of any stripe, left or right, wish to control your thought and your language, it does lead to dire things. It does lead to the labor camps, to the gulags, and eventually to the death camps as well. I have an important, you know, personal question to ask you, Lawrence. What is your message? Because you have children. You're a young man. You've taken a public stand. You've taken the beatings on social media. What is your message to those who feel as if they can't speak their mind, who actually are cowed. What is your message to those people in any industry, whether it's, you know, a manual laborer in a factory, whether it's your fellow actors, whether they're in the UK, whether they're here in America? What do you say to those people who really feel that boot or that potential boot of mind control oppression on their neck, as Orwell wrote?
I think that one must stand up and speak freely, because they'll you know, by staying silent, it just means that they're going to come and stamp on your neck next. So stand up, find people that also believe in freedom of expression, and then let's together come and really attack the problems in society that we do have, like homelessness and racism and the real issues.
Yes.
And let's confront those together. But let's not blanketly label an entire culture as racist, because it's A, not true, and it demeans the meaning of the word racism, and it destroys everything Martin Luther King wanted to achieve. Someone said to me actually the other day on Twitter, we've moved on from Martin Luther King. And I went, oh dear.
Oh no. No, we've gone violently backwards. Well, absolutely. When you can be on a national TV show and somebody uses your skin color against you and gets applause, that is the antithesis of what the good reverend said. And the fact that we can have such a reversal in just a couple of generations is quite stunning. Well, look, this is a man who I admire. He has a spine. We need to support him. So go to lawrencefox.co.uk, L-A-U, Lawrence with a U, lawrencefox.co.uk. If you're in the UK, check out this guy's show and also follow him on Twitter at LozzaFox, L-O-Z-Z-A Fox, LozzaFox. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside that insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. My friends, can I help you? Please let Dr. G help you. If you suffer from daily aches, daily pain, I have something you must try. It solved my lower back pain issue, and tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief because of Relief Factor. Its ingredients are natural. It doesn't mask pain. It attacks the source of the pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. Don't take my word for it. I'm 14 months pain-free. Go and see the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com of people who are getting their lives back. And then, when you see those stories, go ahead and order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take those four little capsules in the morning like I do with my cup of British tea, and those four little capsules at evening with your dinner, you will know at the end of 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We have a winner. Man, you guys are quick to my question reading that story about the retired NYPD detective called Sprague, who was punched in the face by a woman in Nashville because she thought he was wearing a MAGA hat. Which Clint Eastwood movie had a central figure in it called Sprague? Firefox, of course. Easy question. We have Jeff from Louisville, Kentucky, is our winner. All three copies signed of my books, Defeating Jihad, The War for America's Soul, and Why We Fight, will be winging their way to your address. And I messed up a little bit and was responding to the wrong text, and also promised them to Lisa from Huntington Beach. So, I keep my promises. Lisa, you're a great, great, great pal on the text line. And in general, you and Judy, I think, are like super fans. So, Lisa will be getting signed copies of all three of my books. If you want them, right now, if you order a signed copy of my book at sebgorka.com, you can get one right now. Anybody can get one. You don't have to know 80s trivia and respond in a nanosecond. You can order it for yourself. Go to sebgorka.com, and guess what? You go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, and you order the signed book. And you know what we're going to do? Because Christmas wasn't that long ago. We're going to give you a late Christmas present. 3 months free membership to Gorka's Cabinet. What kind of a deal is that? You don't have to know 80s trivia to win. It helps, but you don't have to. Go to sebgorka.com, order a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, and we will throw in 3 months free membership of Gorka's Cabinet. We've still got some calls. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Lawrence Fox. Let's go to, I'm not sure about this story, Richard in Las Vegas, line 5. What is this story about strange things going on in the White House?
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Yesterday afternoon in the Oval Office, two lewd photographers from major news outlets took close-up photos of the First Lady's legs as she sat on the sofa. I think that they should have been removed from the Oval Office live, even if it caused a commotion, and escorted off White House property grounds.
So what are you saying? Did you see these photographs, or you just saw photographers taking photographs of the First Lady's legs? Which version is it?
It's on the internet today, the photos, large photos, and it's strictly from her heel up to her knee as she was sitting on the sofa. Close-ups.
Okay, and are these individuals justifying their actions anyway?
I don't know. I don't know how one could justify that.
No, well, look, I'm sure they're being challenged right now. Has there been any response?
I don't know yet. And Hope Hicks is another one. You know, when she had to appear before Chairman Nadler, she was asked by Chairman Nadler about her romance with whoever she was.
I know. It was disgusting. Yeah, it was disgusting. All right, we're going to check out that story, Richard. I'm not following up on lewd photographers at the moment right now, but well, I wouldn't put anything past the mainstream fake news industrial complex. It's who they are. Thank you for calling, Richard. We will look into it. Let's look into the Sprague story. Let's go to Sherman Oaks. We've got a lot of loyal followers in Sherman Oaks. Steve, line 4, welcome. Steve, pay attention.
Me?
Yes, Steve. You know, Steve. Are there any other people in the room called Steve?
No, my wife is here with me. She's a Sophie.
Okay, and I didn't say Sophie. I said Steve. I mean, you can put Sophie on if you want. I mean, we love the fair sex here, but we don't photograph their legs close up when they're in the Oval Office. But Steve, the name I have on the board is Steve. So, Steve, fire away.
Okay, my comment is that person that got that smacked him in the face.
Yes.
If it were me, I wouldn't have even looked to see who it was. He'd have gotten hit with a fist, closed fist, and he wouldn't have gotten up.
Hang on, my friend. It was a woman. We don't hit women. Okay.
I wouldn't even look.
That's not smart.
Wait, the idea
that you don't look at who you're punching. What if the person's got a helmet on?
Somebody hits me in the face for no reason at all.
Steve, I know what you said. You don't have to repeat it, but I'm saying it's not wise. You ascertain a target before you deploy, whether it's an 88mm howitzer or whether it's your fist. You check out your target before you pull the trigger.
Agreed. Okay.
Thank you. Sound. Are we good, Steve?
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
Thank you. Katie, line 3, Camarillo, California. Welcome, Katie.
Hi. Hey. Hi. What if they have a helmet on? That was so funny. So I'm also from California, yes. And what do you tell these people like me from California and other blue states is not just keep the faith, which is good, but also we need to win the popular vote this time. We cannot let them even get close to winning the popular vote. We all have to.
Why is it so important, given we have an incredible system we've inherited from our founding fathers of the Electoral College that makes sure that the metropoles don't dominate the rural areas of America? Why is the popular vote so important to you, Katie? Just, I'm curious.
I love the electoral vote. I love the Electoral College.
Right.
But I don't want them having anything over our heads about him being an illegitimate president because of that reason.
Right.
I don't want them being able to hold anything over our heads because they're dirty with it, and they don't understand the Electoral College and why it's important.
No, I like that. I think that's smart. We should cover our bases as much as possible. Katie, are you a first-time caller?
No, you've called me a sagacious, smart cookie before.
Oh, yes, you are. Katie, the sagacious one. The sagacious, yes. Sagacious, smart cookie. But did I give you a signed copy of my book last time, Sagacious One?
Well, you gave me Why We Fight.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Then
what about the War for America's solo Sagacious One?
I would just absolutely love one. Thank you.
All right, good. And we're going to give her, people are so popular, they so love the popularity of our bumper stickers, hashtag resist this. We're going to give you one of those as well. Stay on the line, Sagacious Katie from Camarillo, and we'll get you a signed copy of the War for America song. Don't be jelly. You can get one too. You don't have to be sagacious. You can be kind of just middling. You can be a grade C student. It's okay. Go to sebgorka.com and you'll get a signed copy and 3 months of Gorka's Cabinet. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka and we're broadcasting from the relieffactor.com studios. Please let me be of assistance to you, not just in this show and what it provides to you, but if you suffer from daily pain, let me help you. There's a product that I use every day and every evening. It's just 4 little capsules. It's natural, and it provides pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans. It's called Relief Factor, and it rid me of my lower back pain issue that I had been suffering with for years, for 9 years, almost a decade. Tens of thousands of Americans are better off because of Relief Factor. See their testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack to see if this remarkable product could work for you like it does for them and me. It's just $19.95, less than a dollar a day, and when you order it, it'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee if you take it for 3 weeks, you'll know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate. Be a winner. You deserve it. Relieffactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't you dare touch that dial.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Yes, indeed. We are back. And do you save the best to last? When I'm eating dinner, I save the steak to last. I eat my greens first and the carbs best to last. And that's what we've done here today. Two incredible audio cuts, two video cuts that tell you everything you need to know. The first is viral from UVA, founded by Thomas Jefferson, from the Students' Cultural Center opening. A black young student does something that is making Martin Luther King, well, let's just say it's not the dream he had. UVA, a public service announcement. Play cut.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC. And frankly, there's just too many white people in here. And this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
So that black student who's being cheered is pro-segregation. Too many white people in here. This is for black people. Insanity. But instead, how about this wonderful black girl, lady, in front of a Trump event who's being interviewed, and she thinks she sees things a little bit differently. Video cut 3, play.
Growing up, you know, black in America, you're told that you're supposed to just be a Democrat. So one day I asked myself, why am I a Democrat? And so I did the research of why I'm a Democrat, looked up what the Democrats were about, then I did research about what the Republicans were about, and I realized that I've never been a Democrat. Anything that I stand for, everything that I was raised, my beliefs, my thoughts, it's all towards the Republican Party. And so then whenever I got there, I was able to get rid of my TDS, my Trump derangement syndrome, and I was able to open up my eyes and actually listen to them and give them a chance. And you know, black people, we don't like to be stereotyped or penalized or placed in a category. So I'm like, if I'm doing that to him, and I don't want that done to me, then who am I? So it just kind of put me in a different mind space.
Wow, that was so well said, and I absolutely love your shirt. I think everyone is going to want to, like, buy one of these shirts. So cute. Well, thank you so much for your time and for your support. Thank you.
And for those who aren't watching us live on YouTube, that black, young, conservative lady had a T-shirt that said, Black, Proud, Republican. We're doing it, my friends. We're doing it. People are leaving the political plantation the Democrats created, the party of the KKK, the party of segregation. They're losing their grip, and we are winning. And it's only another 263 days to go. My friends, never give up, never give in. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. And as always, from me to you, the motto of our show, stay frosty.